1. Ariyappu is a 2022 Malayalam movie directed by Mahesh Narayanan that talks about the unwanted torture that a female victim has to go through.
2.
Harish Kunchakoboban and his wife Reshmi Divya Prabha recently shifted to Delhi from Kerala to ease their visa process. They are working at a rubber factory that makes gloves for medical purposes. Harish shoots a skill video of Reshmi where she is shown testing and packing the gloves. This video is given to the travel agent for the visa process. One fine day, after a fight with a factory driver, he receives a video where Reshmi is shown in an obscene position. They both file a complaint but are themselves blamed by the cops for this chaos. Harish begins to investigate the case on his own. He starts doubting his wife also, which makes her leave the house. Through the video, Harish stucks upon an important piece of evidence, a silver bracelet. He finds the same bracelet on the factory owner's hand. He attacks him but finds out the real story behind it. It was the factory owner's younger brother who made this video a few years ago with another female employee. The employee committed suicide following this. Her family was being supported by the owner now. Reshmi decides to meet the family and not settle down the case of her fake video. She meets the family and decides not to take any more compliments from the owner. Harish moves to Malaysia to work at their new factory and is surprisingly met by the younger brother.
3.
The movie has highlighted the victims of society, especially women who no doubt will always be shamed for the crime that they are victims of. How is a rape victim a shame in society? Did she invite her molester on a red carpet? Why is the criminal not shamed to that extent?
4.
There was some rawness in the movie with the scenarios created, the location used in the story. The struggle that a typical middle-class newlywed has to go through has been shown without any edits. The initial days that a South Indian has to go through to adjust in North India.
5.
The acting by the cast was good but could have been better in some places, like when they were fighting. It just seemed out of place. There was not much music, and it should have been there. Music is like the cherry on the cake, and an emotional song would have made the movie more interesting.
6.
In this digital world, any person can be easily shamed with a fake or morphed video. It is also easy to spread and reaches a larger audience in a small amount of time. It is also equally easy to judge the video before blindly forwarding it. Fight the fake because you can.
7.
It is extremely inhumane to mess with medical equipment, no matter how small it is. The COVID period saw a rise in the demand for masks, gloves, and vaccines. Many pharma companies reaped in gold while some tried to misuse the situation by selling unhygienic products.
8.
The Malayalis are those groups where the majority of the people live with a sense of pride. They are not ready to do meager jobs when they move out of Kerala, especially to other parts of India. They are ready to do it in Gulf countries but not in India among Indians.
9.
A Netflix release that did receive mixed reviews.
10.
A one-time watch and I just liked it.